coming back. I keep a red ball on my side.
There were so many bands that emerged out of the Laurel Canyon scene. And one of the things that we're going to find that is the primary premise of the book is almost all of these bands had within their family background military intelligence, some form of military ties, political ties. I'm going to name some of the bands out of Laurel Canyon because there's so many. The Byrds, The Doors, Buffalo Springfield, The Monkees, The Beach Boys, Steppenwolf, Love, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, The Turtles, The Mamas and the Papas, The Flying Burritos Brothers, The Eagles, America, there was the singer-songwriters, Jackson Browne, Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt, Carole King. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's amazing how much talent poured out of such a tiny geographic area over such a very short period of time.
It's remarkable. One of the things I was going to ask you, just so people get a grasp of what we're talking about here, I'm going to ask you about a couple of people, and you tell me what their relationship was to these military backgrounds, because some of these people were, I couldn't believe it. Papa John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
He was the son of a career Marine Corps officer who also various other members of his family were very closely tied to the military as well. His mother, his older sister, and his first wife were all career Defense Department employees. So, I mean, pretty much his entire family, everyone around him, was a career military person, mm-hmm. and he himself was initially prepped for a military career. I believe he was a West Point appointee or Annapolis, one of the two. I get confused because so many of these people have such very similar backgrounds. So yeah, his entire family pretty much was from the military background. And not only that, but his first wife was also a direct descendant of John Adams, the second president of the United States, which is another thing that you will find is some of these people, in addition to having a military or military intelligence background, a lot of them kind of come from what we could call like royal sort of blue blood bloodlines.
We'll come back to that, but that's where we begin today's broadcast. And there's lots more. We've been talking about music this week, and the music industry in particular, and sort of focused on the Laurel Canyon in particular. If people think of Haight-Ashbury and, the counterculture revolution, Woodstock, obviously, people are talking about the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and this is a big thing, 50 years later, the kind of impact that Woodstock had, for example. And so this whole cultural revolution, where did it come from? How did it happen? What kind of an impact has it had on America? And yesterday was a particularly good broadcast, I would say. If you didn't catch it, definitely listen to it. One of the points that I think was made resoundingly clear was, from folks who have lived it, experienced it, was that the country changed in one generation. We talk these days, Alan Watt does a good job, for example, of telling us that it used to take 20, a generation, basically 20, 25 years to change behavior. And today it's far less, a fraction of that, maybe a half or a third of that, maybe less in some cases. But this was an example of how the engineering of society was accomplished, really very effectively. And there was a military installation, a Lookout Mountain Laboratory, nestled in Laurel Canyon. And there are a lot of military and intelligence types circulating through this allegedly, ostensibly counterculture little communal area. And though on the surface there were folks like Frank Zappa, for example, who seemed to be counterculture revolutionaries, but on closer examination, obviously had deep connections to the military intelligence complex through family, and so forth. So we'll get into that. I've talked about Dave McGowan's research all week, and if you've looked into this at all, obviously you've probably come across Dave McGowan's research. If you've seen any of the videos that he's done, or the interviews, I should say, subsequent to his incredible book, you undoubtedly have been sucked into hours. His book, Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, gave birth to hours worth of interviews. And so we'll probably get back to, that was an excerpt from the Lip TV interview, the antidote, Michael Parker's interview of Dave McGowan, which was one of the best, one of the most compressed and comprehensive that I'm aware of. But before we do that, two things. I want to talk about the way that things are different. And, basically, why is all of this important? Why is it important today? I think the fact that the world really is celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock this year kind of says it all. And there are people talking about it. And maybe with this discussion, there's an opportunity before we get there this summer to maybe plant some seeds. It's difficult for folks, I'm sure. Difficult for folks who grew up in that era to hear, we played the clip of James Perloff yesterday, for example, talking about how the Beatles was completely a psyop. The Beatles craze. Complete psyop. How British schoolgirls were trained and paid to be there and scream and faint when the Beatles got off the plane, when they deplaned, and when they gave their first performance over here. So you start thinking about those things and see the same sort of rinse and repeat strategy employed today. And there are the more nefarious aspects of this story. And so I want to get to why all of this matters. There's an element of the hypocrisy that I talk about in America. For example, the fact that the same people who are advocating for women's rights and you can't tell a woman what to do with her body seem to be perfectly fine with murdering children in the womb before we can see them. But then just a few weeks or months later, suddenly it's an outrage and a travesty to them. I don't understand the confusion there. For women, it's particularly tragic to me to see women doing that kind of thing. I mean, it's just evidence that our society is very sick and deranged and disturbed. But with that sort of thing in view and the music industry, I want to start with why it's important today. So we'll start there. Remember when all this Me Too stuff started? Along the way, we've heard some shocking revelations. Kaia Jones, for example. What did she say? Here's what she said. Go ahead, please.
A former member of the Pussycat Dolls has claimed that the chart-topping pop group was essentially a prostitution ring. Singer Kaia Jones was part of the group from 2003 to 2006, just as their debut album and hit single, Don'tcha, was released. Jones was reportedly discovered by R. Kelly when she was aged just 13 and hinted that she was hitting at now, not just due to the Harvey Weinstein scandal, but due to rumors that the Pussycat Dolls are about to reform. In a series of tweets, she said group members had to sleep with whoever they were told to and were mentally broken by the handlers. She wrote, "My truth, I wasn't in a girl group. I was in a prostitution ring, and we happened to sing and be famous, while everyone who owned us made the money. After they turn you out or get you hooked on drugs, they use it against you. Correct. Victimizing the victim again. Joan said she hadn't previously reported the abuse because she'd been warned, if I tell, I will, you know, end up dead or no more career. She continued, how bad was it, people ask. Bad enough that I walked away from my dreams, bandmates, and a $13 million record deal. She called out the group's founder, Robin Antin, the den mother from hell. Tell the public how you broke us. Joan suggested that Miss Antin was responsible for the suicide of GRL girl band member Simone Battle, who took her life in September 2014 after being in the band for 2 years. Simone was found dead, aged 25. The cause of death was ruled as suicide by hanging. A spokesperson for the band stated that she suffered from depression due to financial issues. Robin Antin, who founded the Pussycat Dolls as a burlesque troupe in Los Angeles in 1995, before forming the pop group in 2003, denied the allegations, calling them disgusting, ridiculous lies. She wrote in a statement, Kea Jones was never a member of the Pussycat Dolls, but simply a pussycat reject who's looking for her 15 minutes of fame. I am shocked with the allegations. In 2013, Nicole Scherzinger, who was the lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls, had said some strange things in an interview with The Independent. Scherzinger said she came from a strong religious background. Her grandfather was a priest, and she had a very conservative upbringing, but claimed if she was more promiscuous, maybe she would be more successful. She went on to say, "This is a tough industry. To make it, you really have to sell your soul to the devil." When asked if she had done so, she replied with, "No, I haven't. That's why I haven't quite reached the top of my mountain. I mean, where's my Tony Award, my Grammy, my Oscar? Why don't I have any of those things yet?"
You're a prostitute. You're doing things for money. You're doing things for your career, and it's being pushed onto you, or you're jumping to it. That's what this is. So that's exactly what I meant. I meant every single word that I tweeted out.
What type of people were they making you sleep with? Are you talking about music executives, people high up in the industry, friends?
No. Executives and managers and agents and other artists that are on the label. If you don't want to sleep with an executive, they'll pass you to that. Or sometimes they just continue to pass the girl. So she just passed around.
And this was well known in the industry.
It's safe to say when I sit down with 90% of the producers that now want to work with me and they go, oh, is it true? Well, you know, we heard. They all knew. But when I say that I was in a prostitution ring, what I mean is that each one of us, one at a time, were put into situations that were not conducive. Many of the girls took the bait. I was not one of them. And that's what I mean. I mean that we're controlled by the makeup was on your face, the color that you used, your hair, no tattoos, no piercings. Who you were dating was also up for discussion because it had to be someone that was within their community, you know, the powers that be their people. If you dated someone outside of that, you weren't a team player. Again, to build leverage on young artists and to be able to then hold that over them, which is why a lot of them don't come forward. In the music industry, the running joke is, you know, you're either a tough girl, which we get, you know, coined to be a B-I-T-C-H, or you're a pro-ho.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging.
That's the running joke. I mean, and everyone knows it in the music industry. Yes. We joke about it. It's something that we would joke about.
That was the video. That was just the end of the video we played in the last segment titled "Ex Pussycat Dolls Member Exposes the Music Industry." And so, you know, reasons this matters today and why this is all important. You know, we lose sight, we lose context, I think, so easily because society is engineered. And this is a big discussion. Again, we went through a lot of it yesterday. We covered a lot of ground, I think, yesterday, practically speaking. You know, and I would say generally from like a 30,000 foot view, we're going to dive down a little bit closer to specifics today, particularly with Dave McGowan's help. But I have sitting next to me other resources, you know, Aaron and Melissa Dykes, The Minds of Men, one of the best comprehensive treatises you'll find on government-sponsored mind control and social engineering. James Lowen's Lies My Teacher Told Me, we might touch on that, you know, and some very important stories in history that get mistold. For what reason exactly, I ask? You know, maybe we'll get into that. So chapter 6, I've mentioned before, in particular, John Brown and Abraham Lincoln, The Invisibility of Anti-Racism in American History Textbooks. That's a very... very provocative treatise that James Lowen gives. And then as a sort of juxtaposition, Thomas Jefferson's basic writings. his basic writings, and this book is 500 pages. So maybe we'll talk about that for a few minutes. But why this stuff matters. You know, here's a woman in the music industry saying, this is what's going on. And it's so bad that, you know, she walked away from celebrity fame, you know, the childhood dream, essentially. Millions of dollars. And now she's not the only one. So my question is, with this, I mean, here is, especially in as we've gone through this whole Me Too nonsense, why is this important today? Because you have, here's a woman who's saying, this is what is really going on in the music industry. And this is, as she says, this is, you know, it's the running joke. Everybody knows this is how the industry works, and it does. There are plays, and I've been to plays in Los Angeles. People write about this kind of stuff. Here's how it really works. It's a giant combine. It'll grind you up into powder if you let it. It's a long-standing, you know, inside whatever. Not joke. It's not funny. So, you know, again, the hypocrisy of it all. So sex slavery, suicides, questionable, you know, other questionable deaths. Look at what happened just over the last 12 to 18 months in pop culture. All of the folks that we've talked about who have died under strange or suspicious circumstances. And many of them, most of them, you know, considered suicide. Oh, you know, they were just a troubled person with drug addiction. Where did the drugs come from? Same place that they came from in Laurel Canyon, perhaps? So anyway, all of this, you know, the sex slavery, the suicides, other questionable deaths influencing America through pop culture, this kind of toxic culture, this isn't a concern. These poor women who are being victimized and abused, that's not a concern. Where's the moral outrage? Where's Nancy Pelosi? Where's Hillary Clinton? Where is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Where are the men? Where's Bernie Sanders? All of these grandstanders. Where's Chuck Schumer? Where's Donald Trump and good Christian folks like Mike Pence and the Second Lady? Where is everyone? I thought we were, you know, what happened to, you know, walking the virtue signaling talk? You see how there's something wrong here. Very, very wrong. This is an industry that has always operated this way. And this story is related to other stories, you know, like homosexual callboy rings in congressional basement apartments being run out of, you know, a congressman's basement apartment. And these kinds of stories that just keep going away, just keep disappearing, you know. Conspiracy of silence that got silenced. It just keeps getting silenced. There's a problem here. This is why the Laurel Canyon story is important. Furthermore, you know, just to kind of sort of further illustrate how things are different, I get a couple of examples of ways that things are strange and not indoor sort of fashion, but, you know, ways that things are sort of upside down and backwards in America that I think clearly illustrate that we're not seeing things objectively, that we're missing things, that we've been acclimated, unfortunately. So I'll get into those and we'll move on when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
We're going to get into it today. It's going to be interesting and probably, I don't know, maybe you've done lots of homework on this stuff, but, I submit it's fodder for weekend homework. And hopefully, you know, like I said yesterday, what a wonderful country it would be if we could get our heads screwed on straight. Things are markedly different in ways and not so different in other ways. You know, I was revisiting Jefferson's notes on Virginia last night, and Query 18 in particular might be a place we could start. But 14 was laws, and so that was interesting too. And things are, you know, the fundamental difference is the philosophical shift, most notably represented in the change from the common law status being the law of the land, generally speaking, to the administrative state. And the shift occurred, you know, there was the declaration in 1842, Swift versus Tyson, essentially declaring the general federal common law, the law of the land. And then, you know, we got the law of the sea essentially in 1938, and the whole country was a victim of the high water mark at that point. 1938, Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, where the Supreme Court declared that there is no federal general common law, or general federal common law, excuse me. So, you know, the common law is an interesting subject. Again, you know, you read Jefferson, read through Notes on Virginia, Query 14 in particular, the law, and see, you know, just how important, I mean, you start looking at the folks that he's citing and how important the common law is. It's so important. It has mythical status, essentially. You know, there's a danger of even writing it down because that might abridge it, essentially. So do we remember those things? I dare say we don't. Things are markedly different because of that philosophical break. And so now we have this ministerial, inquisitorial, feudal system. Back to the feudal system that, again, John Adams wrote about in his dissertation on the canon and feudal law, 1765. There seems to be a subtle design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, must be done by degrees. You know, the first step, it seems, he wrote, was to reintroduce these two things, the canon and feudal law, essentially. And that was a point that, again, Jim Traficant echoed in his speech on the House floor back in 1993, it was, I believe, right? Anyway, the way things are different these days, two things, Exhibit A and B. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. And, you know, when events like that come up, you know, birthdays, whatever special event, people want to get cards for one another and things and gifts and stuff. One of the things, I think most people value things that are made. Someone takes the time to make more than something that is store-bought. Not to mention the fact that, I mean, have you looked at cards lately? $7 or $8 for a greeting card? It seems kind of outrageous to me. Kind of like the coffee coup, remember? You know, you can't charge $3, $4, $5 for a cup of coffee. Oh, no, watch, we can do it. Which, again, reminds me of Adam Weishaupt's alleged words, "Oh, foolish man, what can you not be made to believe or consume," it would seem. Anyway, greeting cards are expensive, and I think most people appreciate what is made more than what is purchased because, you know, there's more heart in it. So I was just reflecting yesterday on the fact that 20 years ago, I started thinking about it, you know, 20 years ago, even 15, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it was really easy, even with, you know, dial-up internet and computers that are a, you know, hardware and hard drive space that's a fraction of what we have today. Processor speed, it was a fraction of what we have today. Even though most of that technology has been throttled, it's not nearly what it could be or perhaps should be. But even though what we had, the capability, was a fraction of what we have today, the options for, like if you wanted to make a greeting card, I remember people used to do that. There are programs for that. All kinds of programs you could download. You could go down to CompUSA. Where is that these days? Where's the software store you can go down and buy a piece of software off the shelf? Now we have to download, you know, we have faster speeds. We're getting faster speeds. They're coming too, you know. 5G is going to be so great, except that it will kill us all, but don't worry about that. So where is the CompUSA where you can go and get a piece of software to print a card on these fancy new printers that will, you know, tell on you with the little dots? You know, every printer gives its signature, its thumbprint on every document it prints. Again, I digress. But where is the software? And it's interesting, you know, if you go look, I challenge anyone to go look and see if you can find some software, for example, that you can download, or, you know, something that you can buy that's worth a darn. I mean, 20 years ago, 15 or 20 bucks, you know, maybe even 30 for some software that you could make greeting cards with wasn't bad. You could see, you know, we're going to have this many cards this year. I don't know, 20 bucks, 30 bucks. Sure, let's just make the cards and we can get the paper. And we'll save money. I mean, at the very least, we'll break even and we'll have something that's personalized, you know, better than buying something off the shelf. Why not do that? But you can't find that today. To me, that's evidence of the dehumanization that technocracy and this zero marginal cost society have brought. Changes that are not necessarily good. Printers are better and faster and more whiz-bang, even though there's a printer conspiracy. Again, you watch the Leibold conspiracy, that's one of the pieces you get out of it, that printers are intentionally designed to fail. Again, it's the, you know, it's planned obsolescence, but more than that, again, back to Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders, it's psychological obsolescence. You're supposed to just be conditioned to believe this. And speaking of all of that, as a side note, again, one of the reasons I mentioned James Lowen's Lies My Teacher Told Me is because part of what comes out of all of this conditioning, this operant, this Skinnerian operant conditioning, is not just a learned helplessness, but, you know, as James Lowen notes in Chapter 6 of Lies My Teacher Told Me, historians allegedly, you know, textbook authors write textbooks in a matter-of-fact sort of fashion, like this all just unfolded exactly the way it should. Not with real drama of the conflicts of the time, but with melodrama. And so in sort of parallel to learned helplessness, we have acquiesced and succumbed to a sort of psychological malaise that would have people behave like everything is just sort of preordained. You know, you hear things on the news and there's no sense of, well, you know what? I disagree with that. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go along with that. Or maybe we should challenge that. Or maybe a bunch of us should get together. We start talking, 5 or 10 of us start talking. We don't think that's a good idea. And so, you know what? We're going to do something about it. It just doesn't happen. What we watch unfold, you know, the speech that Donald Trump gave this morning, I'll get to that next. What we watch unfold, few people challenge, if any, which is, again, I mean, I've mentioned the fact that when John Stabmiller spoke recently, he mentioned that, where are the people? This is part of the conditioning. And again, this gets back to the music industry, the Laurel Canyon scene, all of this programming, all of this psychological and social engineering, cybernetic engineering, Skinnerian operant conditioning that children are subjected to and victimized by through what is so-called school and everything else, pop culture. It's a problem. It's destroying our society and each one of us. In ways that we don't, I think, that are so sort of subtle and, I don't know, again, it sort of moves at glacial speed, so it's largely undetected. So the greeting card issue is one aspect, or one, I suppose, way that you can see that things have changed. Am I wrong? I remember there were greeting card, you know, a whole section of it at CompUSA in Spokane. I remember 15 or 20 years ago, you could go and look at a whole section of that kind of software. Paper for that, special paper. Can't find that anymore. You can go to the office supply store, but that's not Staples, and they may or may not have, or that's not CompUSA, excuse me, and they may or may not have what you're looking for. It's difficult to make cards today with computers that are several times greater in capacity than what we had 20 years ago. Why is that? The internet, you know, even if you want to download something is the point. You know, you will be hard-pressed to find something worthwhile. Really, you'll find some things, but you will notice. I mean, if you want to try a little experiment, do this maybe over the weekend. Try to find some greeting card software. Find something that's really good and that looks really good, and try to use it. And maybe report back to us all and tell us what your experience was. Maybe I'm misguided, but my estimation is that it's difficult. And the software you'll find is like everything else. We used to operate on the basis that the customer is always right. And how may I help you, sir or ma'am? Now it's just the Apple, Google, Amazon boot shoved down your throat, and you're going to, you know, it's assumptive tyranny. You're going to take it whether you like it or not, and you like it. No, you like it. Google's selfish ledger will convince us all, and Facebook and all of their, you know, open graph research will convince us that, no, we really do. This is what we want. So anyway, you try using some of the software that you can find, if you can even find it, and it's difficult. That's one way. The second way is I happen to catch, unfortunately, some of the nightly news coverage last night. There was an ABC piece. I'm still not sure what it's titled. I'd like to find it. Karen somebody, ABC News special report. During the piece, she mentioned that America is currently under 39 states of declared emergency, according to a CRS report. 39 states of declared emergency. Donald Trump, in his speech this morning, says he's going to sign another, you know, over this stupid wall nonsense. 39 declared states of emergency. Another one signed today. Do you remember when recently, when Al Whitney, guest host of the National Intel Report, she went through a pretty detailed explanation of why one state of national emergency is of grave concern, let alone the many we are still under. And she also went through the history of many of them. You know, she mentioned Senate Report 93-549, which you have to do, the 93rd Congress, first session, 1973, the Senate Committee, Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency, and they looked at all of the laws on the books, statutes, regulations, etc., and it was such a big task that they commissioned the Air Force to help with research. And so, you know, it was titled the Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency. And Al Whitney mentioned that you fast forward to post-September 11, there was a reissuing of this. And, you know, how this happens every year and so on. Anyway, it was if you go to the National Emergency Powers Report, 98-505 CRS report, the September 18, 2001 update, a week after 9/11, you'll see that all of these powers, you know, I've mentioned several times that the CRS report, 98-505 National Emergency Powers, the September 18, 2001 update refers directly to Senate Report 93-549 as a justification for dictatorial powers, essentially, for the executive branch, for the White House. Talk about why that's a concern when we come back, and then we'll move forward. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. So, uh, 39 declared states of national emergency. That's pretty crazy. Why is this important? Well, you put these two things together, and here's what you come away with. You know, U.S. News and World Report did a story, January 8, 2019. When can a president declare a national emergency? A president can unilaterally call a national emergency, but the law has its limits. Oh, well, that's comforting. What is a national emergency? National emergency is a crisis, blah, 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 blah. You know, what does the NEA mean for the President and Congress Act? Let's see. What do we want? The 2007 CRS report, this is a reference to the 2007 update of 98-505 National Emergency Powers, which mentions, you know, of the – as U.S. News and World Report notes – according to the CRS, Congressional Research Service, extraordinary authority in time of national emergency is given to the president. 2007 CRS report notes the vast majority of them are of the standby kind, dormant until activated by the president. Oh, well, that's comforting. I mean, I just don't understand how this kind of thing is, you know, when someone can say, you know, fiat, as I say, you know, it's dormant until I say, hey, it's not dormant. I mean, what kind of failed logic is comforted by that? Anyway, continuing. According to the report, under the powers, quote, under the powers delegated by such statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a variety of ways control the lives of United States citizens. Now, we're drifting away from history, and people don't realize that this is, you know, we're just drifting away from the kernel or the canonical resource, if you will. Where did this all come from? 1973, the Senate Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency was looking into all of the laws on the books at the time to assess the termination of the national emergency. What kind of consequences would result? And now, what happened? We'll finish this thought, go to the phones, and move forward when we come back. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.